Today is Thursday, December 31st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is the last day of 2020, everyone! Who knows if 2021 is going to be any better? But at least it'll be a new year, right? And something that we always strive for every year is to make every new year a better year than the one before it. We all make New Year's resolutions, and we're going to lose weight, and we're going to exercise, or maybe we're going to have more fun in life, or if you're somebody who has been irresponsible and done stupid things for the year before, you're going to buckle down, and you're going to do a better job at whatever it is that you're doing, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. But, you know, it's funny because this has been a really horrible year and people have died and it's been horrible. But it's been a mixed bag for us because we bought our house. So that's a really good thing. So a really good thing happened to Mark and I. We bought this lovely home and we've been excited to put furniture in it and do stuff like that. And so it took away a little bit of the sting of how bad the year was. And also, luckily, or, you know, we've been blessed, or however you want to put it, until recently, we didn't even know anyone who had been affected by COVID. We did. And so, you know, I feel lucky that we've so far come out as unscathed as we have, but I feel so bad for all of the people who've had to go through all this horrible death and sickness and everything. And so I don't know. It's been a bitter year with some sweet on top of it as far as the new house and stuff like that. So I definitely want a new year to come on and hurry up and get here in 6 hours. But we did at least one good thing in buying the house this year. So there is that. All right. We've got a voicemail. Let's have a listen really quickly. And then,
hey, Adam, it's the Laughing Buddha. Hey, listen, I'm getting caught up on your little show.
Oh,
and you've been talking about pie crust and baking pies, and the pie that you made for your aunt and uncle, you didn't have any pie weights. Well, there's an old baker's trick where you can use a pound of dried beans, like pinto beans or kidney beans, in place of the pie weights, and you can just bake those dry beans, and that'll give you a better blind bake. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Happy New Year!
Well, Happy New Year to you as well. Bye. Thank you. Bye. So I knew that, and I didn't have any beans, so it would have involved going to the store and buying beans. And when I made the egg pie for Mark, which actually turned out really good, the egg pie that I made on Christmas turned out really well. I didn't want to poke any holes in the crust because it's one of those custard pies where you pour raw custard in, like a pumpkin pie or anything like that, you know, a custard pie. You mix up all the eggs and milk and everything, but you don't cook it. You pour it directly into the pie shell and you bake it all together. And I thought if I dock the crust, as you say, if I poke holes in the crust, it's likely the custard is going to pour through. And so I didn't want to poke any holes in it. And so I put aluminum foil on top. I made a disc out of aluminum foil and raised the edges just a little bit. And I poured rice. And I put that on top of the crust. And for whatever reason, when I pulled the crust out, all the edges were done. But when I pulled the foil and the rice off of the middle, it was soggy and kind of greasy looking and didn't look like it was done. But I didn't want to overcook the rest of the crust, so I went ahead and poured the custard in and put it back in the oven and cooked it the rest of the way like that. But I was afraid to use the rice because I didn't want my crust to get soggy and gooey in the middle. And so I thought, well, I'll go ahead, because my grandma always, she never used pie weights, ever. she always docked the crust. And it always, well, you know, I didn't, who knows? I mean, I haven't seen every single pie that my grandmother made, so I'm sure she had some mishaps where it didn't work out like she wanted it to. But all the times that I saw it, it seemed to work perfectly. And I thought, well, I'll just do that because I'm not going to put it back in the oven. I'm going to cook the pudding, the chocolate pudding mixture, and then I'm going to pour it. You know, there's going to be no additional cooking. I'm going to pour that directly in, so it's not going to seep through the crust or anything like that because it's already going to be thick. And so I did that, and then for what, I don't know if I just didn't go deep enough in my docking or I'm not really sure. But yeah, well, but thanks for the recommendation. Yeah, I maybe beans work better than rice. I'm not really sure. So I want to go to Twitter. There were a lot of, first of all, I can't read every single one of them, but there were a lot of tweets about the voicemail that we got the other day. And I believe it was from Jose. Let's see. It was from Jose. And he told us that he had recovered from meningitis and that he found Pride 48 and the Pride 48 podcast to be so helpful. And he really got strength from listening to our podcast. And several of you on Twitter, I believe Baron Frosty, Kathy Bacon, several other people. Let's see. I'll just Dean Barney. Scotty Battler. Well, Scotty said, what episode is that? Because I want to delete all the rest of them. Gary. Anyway, several people. I'm sure I'm missing someone. Chris from Tennessee said something. there was mention about a toilet, and I still don't know why you guys are talking about toilets right now, because the last time I mentioned a toilet must have been years ago. Unless I've mentioned a toilet and don't remember. Which I suppose I could have done. But for whatever reason, Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone brought up how to flush a toilet without a toilet flusher by just pouring water in the bowl or whatever. And I'm not really sure why he brought it up, because I don't remember saying anything recently about a toilet. So there was some discussions about that. And then DJ Ron said he got in about 20 minutes and gave up. So I don't know if they're talking about the pre or post show of Mix Minus. Maybe we brought up a toilet. I don't even know. I'm so confused. Because they didn't even reference. He didn't even reference what he was talking about. So anyway, everyone was really, really loved the call, Jose. So thank you for calling in. And Jose has since emailed again and requested some more information. So Jose, I'll try to get you that information. I'm not really on Facebook much, so I know you asked a Facebook question about how to find a Facebook page for a particular show. I'll see what I can do, but I'm not on Facebook much, so I don't really have them saved. But also on Twitter, Daniel, my co-host on Mix Minus, said, I'm still trying to figure out how Geeky Gay can rate something 15.7 out of a possible 10. This is most likely some form of new math that product owners use. No. And then Big Fatty responded and said, I agree with you, Arkansas math. How dare you, Big Fatty? You live in South Carolina. I don't think that South and North Carolinians are considered to be much more smart than Arkansas. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know. It's also a southern state. I just want you. So anyway, no, maybe I did not explain this well. Mark and I individually rated them out of 10. And then then I added his score to my score and did a total of 20 points. I thought I said that in the show. I thought I said we each rated out of 10 and then we got the final score out of 20 because I added them together. Now, there are many ways that you could do this, right? I could have added them up and then divided by 2. And then it still would have been out of 10. But what's the point? I mean, the overall ranking would have turned out exactly the same. So there's not any need to do that additional step. it's still going to be sorted in the same order based on the highest score to the lowest score. So it doesn't really matter. But it is what it is. So I've been, other than doing networking and watching movies and watching Big Bang Theory, which we're on season 5 now, I have been watching a documentary series on Scientology. And I don't know why I'm finding it so interesting, but there's a whole Leah Remini. She's the lady, the actress who was on King of Queens. And that's the big thing that she's known for. I know she's been in other stuff, but that's a big thing that she's known for. It was really popular for a while. And she was a Scientologist, apparently. And she has this whole, she wrote a book, I guess. She left Scientology. She escaped, or whatever you want to say. And Scientology is a, air quotes, religion. And I understand those of you who are atheists probably laugh when I say, oh, Scientology is just an air quotes religion, whereas what I do is a real religion. But whatever, whatever, it is what it is. But it's a fascinating, so she wrote a book about it, and she also has three seasons that are now available on Netflix. And I don't actually remember the name of it, but let me see if before my music runs out, I can find the name of it. Anyway, it's really interesting. They do a lot of in-depth interviews and stuff like that with various people who have come out of Scientology. And it's just interesting the stories that they tell and how horrible those people are to... Anyway, it's Scientology and the Aftermath is what it's called. So if you're interested in that sort of stuff, go look at it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Happy New Year.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.